This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Brinkbrant on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org, the number 7-5radio.org. We are red hot rolling. It is July the 6th, 2024, and it is hot as hell out there. We want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including the men and women of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, led by Little Billy Keeblin. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, all of our listeners in Nassau and Suffolk County, and also those listening at the Buena Vida Bar here in the DMV. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight? Walt, you first.
Me first?
Yep, you first. How we doing? Well,
you know me. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Okay. Mike, how we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Pete. Thanks.
Outstanding. All right. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, remember Police Officer Jameson Ritter of the Cleveland, Ohio Division of Police, end of watch July the 4th, 2024. His attacker is in custody. Also, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff William Butler Jr. of the Hillsdale, Michigan Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 27th, 2024. His killer is fortunately shot and dead. This past couple of days, we celebrated the 4th of July. The United States is known as a nation of immigrants. And tonight, we have a very special guest. She is a friend of the show and a very good friend of the 7-5 Radio spokesmodel. And she's also responsible for getting us on air for our outstanding March 16th, 2024 show. Without any further ado, I want to introduce Alessandra Griffiths. Alessandra, how are we doing tonight, madam?
Hi, Peter. I'm doing good. How are you?
Outstanding.
Excellent.
Well, Alessandra, they say the U.S. is a nation of immigrants. You yourself immigrated from here, from Brazil. And tell us your story and how you got here and what's your take on the current immigration policy from this current administration?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, thank you for having me on the show tonight. It's a pleasure to be here. And shout out to Dani. I know she couldn't participate tonight, but I know she's listening out there. So, yeah, my story with the United States starts like 15 years ago. You know, a typical fairy tale story. American boy meets Brazilian girl. They fall in love. They get married. And they have kids. So they have to choose a place to call home and raise kids. So we chose the United States. My husband was from Kansas City, Missouri. So at the very beginning of our marriage, you know, I'm originally from São Paulo, and we got married there, but we just had to choose a place to call home. We couldn't afford going back and forth, you know, both countries anymore. So we chose America, but before making that decision, of course, you know, my husband made me aware of the laws and the process that we had to go through. And same thing with his process in Brazil, you know, when we decided to get married, of course, we chose the right path. So we were applying for citizenships on both ends. So at the same time that I was filling out paperwork to come here, he was filling out paperwork to become a Brazilian citizen. And neither process was easy, but in particular to the United States, there was, you know, this personal interest in understanding what's the history of this country, what is the due process, and do everything the right way, because it's either the right way or no way. That was the motto for my husband and I, and still is. I'm raising my children, and I tell them, you know, you have to value the privileges we have in this country, because you cannot find it anywhere else, including in my own home country of Brazil. But 15 years ago, we started that process. It was expensive. It was lengthy. It was bureaucratic. But again, there was no question to do any other way. So we fill out paperwork. We pay all the fees. And boy, did those fees kept coming. You know, you pay for doctor's appointments, and you every step of the process, there is something else they need, and you have to translate documents, and all that comes with, you know, very, very high fees. And we didn't hire any lawyers. We wanted to do everything ourselves because we wanted to maintain control of that process. Not that I didn't trust anybody. I just really wanted to stay informed. I wanted to learn, and I wanted to assimilate. I wanted to become an American. I mean, really, I never thought I would leave here. I always had my eyes set on Australia. but, you know, you meet the man of your dreams, and he's American, and he was very patriotic, so I just follow him and follow his lead. So after about a year, my documents were approved. You have to go through an in-person interview, and all that was done in the embassy, in the American embassy in Rio, between São Paulo and Rio. I got all the paperwork approved, received everything in the mail. But we didn't even move here, like, right away. It took about 6 to 7 months until we got everything taken care of in Brazil, like, because we wanted to disconnect from Brazil to then move our lives to America. But then coming here, you know, actually, let me backtrack. That process in Brazil was lengthy and expensive, but it was just the first step, because after we got here, I had to go through the port of Houston, the airport, I think it was Dallas at the time, and they still kept me in a room, made a lot of questions, and, you know, I felt like I was going through the whole process again, but finally got, you know, the permission to enter, and it's been 15 years. So in a nutshell, that's my story.
Well,
go ahead.
How long was the entire process from filling out the application to finally being able to come here with your green card? How long was that process total?
I would say about a year between the first paper we filed to the final interview and decision, and then another 6 to 7 months until we were finally in a position to move. But the process itself was, I remember, at minimum a year.
And in terms of fees, how much did you have to pay the American government to have the privilege of moving here and become an American citizen?
That's a great question. I don't remember exactly, but it was very expensive. I think because everything we paid was converted to Brazilian reais. And at the time, the dollar was worth twice our money. So imagine that we had to save thousands of dollars, because it wasn't just the fees. That I would say, if I was to look at the fees today, it would be around $700 to $800. Maybe it wasn't as expensive then, but again, converted to Brazilian money, it was a lot of money. But it just takes a lot of time. And once you get that done, you just have that peace of mind that it's you can come here and you will get your Social Security card. And it's like an investment you make. And because I knew of the opportunities that I would find here, I knew there would be a return on my investment. So we paid, but knowing that we would get that money in return.
Wow. And so you went through a year and change, lengthy process, filling out forms, with the American Embassy to get here, paying probably thousands of dollars. And now, look what we have here. You, as a naturalized citizen, what's your opinion on what's going on with these people just coming across the border, getting a free ride?
Right. Well, I feel personally offended because I look back and think of everything that my husband and I had to go through, that I personally had to go through, because not every... Hello?
Yep, that's our first break. Alessandro, okay. Can you stick one more break through one more
absolutely.
Segment?
Absolutely.
All right, we're on the... we'll be right back with more 7-5 Radio with Alessandro Griffith. Stay tuned, everybody.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Scoop Stand with Walter Yerke and Mike Breakbrand, and our guest, Alessandro Griffith, who went through the process of becoming a naturalized citizen. Alessandro, you went through your wonderful story about investing in yourself to become an American. And these people coming across, you feel offended that you went through the process, the legal process, paying hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Tell us how you feel. How are you offended by these people coming across our borders, getting a free ride?
Right. Well, they are cutting corners. They are, and I understand that there are personal circumstances that might lead them to make desperate decisions to come across the border the way they do. But we are a country of laws. And when you make the decision to migrate, you have to make an informed decision of where you are going to, what laws, what rules are you going to be up against. It's not just crossing the border. It's what you're going to do once you do that, once you cross that border. And that's why back in Brazil, when we were investing in the process, I just knew I was going to get the investment, you know, returned, but through opportunities that I would create for myself. And of course, the way the United States is in giving people a playing field, I mean, equal opportunities. I never felt diminished for being a woman, for being Brazilian, or for any other reasons, very opposite. This country has always empowered me to do more, to reach higher, and here I am. Now I look at what they are doing, the current administration is doing, is just creating incentives for people to deviate from the process that I had to go through so they can get here and get benefits that I would never qualify for because, you know, if you look at, you know, what people in Northern Virginia make, we make more than the average, you know, national salary, and I wouldn't qualify for any benefits. Now, thank God, my children and I don't need them. And I understand that there are people out there that genuinely need those resources from the government, that funding from the government, and they don't have access to it because the government is appropriating those funds to people that shouldn't be here in the first place. So I take very deep offense in the way they're managing the resources and those funds. I mean, we are the ones funding that. Look how much taxes we pay. And it just keeps going up. And the reason for that is I could only attribute to how they are poorly managing our borders, and the system can it's not sustainable. So I'm hoping that with the elections coming up, you know, the American people will have some serious considerations to make, and they will vote differently. They will vote for stronger borders, among many other things.
Wow. Well, I couldn't say it any better myself. Walter, do you have any questions for our guest?
Well, maybe some comment. First of all, I appreciate the way you explain how to come to this country and become a citizen at your own expense. Our country is to the dogs, so to speak. In letting people come across the border, all ports, because they're coming in on boats too. Bill, I don't see the reason, you know, that it costs a lot of money anyway. What I do see is doing it the right way, registering, you know, becoming a citizen. And then as you work, you pay taxes. That should be your payment to our country for becoming a citizen. Right? I don't like the idea of charging people to come to be citizens. It's like charging me to go use the pool in the county that I already pay taxes in. It's just stupid. I think that your taxes should have covered your entry and your citizenship. That's the first thing, because it does cost a lot of money. Our country would be so above board if half the people that come across the border illegally came to the, you did. Money wise, number one, because we, you came to this country prepared to support yourself. These people are just leaving their countries and coming to this one because, you know, it's supposed to be the American dream. You know, the streets lined with gold and everything else. Actually, the streets aren't lined with gold. They're lined with our tax dollars, and that's what they're picking up. So mm-hmm. I appreciate the way you came across. Seems to be a very popular place for people such as yourself to come to our country, to come to this country, to be a proper citizen instead of a stowaway type of person. So mm-hmm. I do people that do come in the way that you did. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir, for your comments. I appreciate it. And I understand your point. I do agree that the government could try and make it a little more affordable. So maybe it would help people, you know, make people to take the appropriate channels to get here. But I also look at, you know, you read some stories of people crossing the border and some stories, but they're also paying $1,000 for people to just cross them through the border, where they are getting that money from. Because even though I paid a lot of money, and it was a lot of money, I would not invest in someone else's hand, or I would not trust my life in someone else's hand to get me through the border. I would much rather put that money in the hand of the process instituted by the government to get me here the right way, as opposed to putting my life in the hands of a coyote that may not even guarantee I'll make it here alive. So it's a personal decision, and I think the United States is worth the investment because you do get your money back as you learn, you know, the opportunities of the land, and again, you assimilate how to become an American. But like you said, some people don't have the interest of the country in mind. They have personal interest, and it's all about them, and, you know, when they are misinformed, and Democrats love misinformed people. They bank on that. I always say misinformed people make good Democrats.
Exactly. Mike, what say you about our guest and the current situation with our immigration policy?
Articulate, you know, very well spoken, you know, monologue. It was impressive. It really was. And God bless you. And I'm happy that you came, because we need people like you to immigrate here and to do it properly and right and come and actually make this country what it is. That's what made the country so great to begin with, was people coming and immigrating and putting in that effort, putting in that time, realizing the potential and taking advantage of it that made us so great. It's where our innovation came from, where all of our successes came from. So I commend you. I really do. I know it could not have been easy at all, but you know, you obviously stuck through it and it paid off. And I'm really happy to hear that. You know, as far as the people coming here now, we have a lot of very nefarious people coming across the open border, a lot. I mean, cartels moving drugs, moving, you know, people for sex trafficking and human trafficking for, you know, modern slavery exists. We keep getting these conversations about racism and slavery from the 1800s when slaves were still held in America. But nobody talks about the slave shops that exist right now. You can go to Brooklyn and there's hundreds of them, Chinese people from every nation and walk of life being enslaved. They're forced to work while their passports or whatever other documentation they have is held. You know, but nobody wants to talk about that. You know, it drives me crazy when people talk about the border like as though it's a humanitarian thing that we have to let people in. Well, no, the humanitarian thing to do would be to stop that flow, because you're having people die on the way here, hundreds of them, thousands of them. People are dying in the deserts there. It's an awful, disgusting humanitarian crisis, and it's created simply because these people want to pander and create a new voting base. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But God bless you. Seriously, you really, you're everything that this country should be. You really are. And you're a very, very clear example of what, you know, those of us who before us, you know, want. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the kind words.
Right. Well, here's another thing, Alessandra. You're a model, you're an entrepreneur, you work very hard, you're also a mother. But here's another title. You're a patriot. You're probably one of the most patriotic people I've ever had the pleasure to meet, because you have so many other people, they say, to look good in front of the event here in the... You also happen to be there, and sometimes we don't know we're at the same event. But anyways, how did you get involved in conservatism, like real conservatism, not cuckservatism?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I've been modeling since I was 18, and I was fortunate to come across conservative designers, which in the fashion industry is not something very common to see. And, you know, networking, just one person to another, and next thing you know, you're in Mar-a-Lago partying with very fine people.
Right. Or at CPAC party with me. But anyways, we come
exactly.
back. Exactly. Shooting in upstate New York, and Joe Biden has superpowers. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 705 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints, or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Complaints about air travel on the rise.
The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints in 2023. That's about 11,000 more than the previous year. More than two-thirds were about U.S. airlines, but foreign carriers had their share, too. The increase came as airlines canceled far fewer flights. There was a 25% increase in complaints over the treatment of passengers with disabilities and more reports of discrimination. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former reporter for a small weekly Kansas newspaper agreeing to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal suit over a police raid. Deb Groover's suit is among five federal lawsuits over that raid that was on August 11th of 2023. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
Forest fire in southern New Jersey, now 65% contained. The blaze in the Wharton State Forest reported earlier in the day. Officials say it has now burned about 4,000 acres. Crews were monitoring and improving containment lines and conducting burnout operations in pockets of unburned fuel. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, and yours truly, Scoop Stanton. This next story talks about the legend of St. George of Fentanyl lives on. In a town called Utica, New York, in the middle of the state of New York, on June the 28th, Utica, New York police officers stopped two juveniles as they fit the description of robbery suspects of a robbery that took place in that neighborhood the previous day. The police asked the juveniles if they could be patted down to see if they had any weapons. And one of the juveniles was 13 years old, starts running from the cops, and pulls out what looks to be a pistol. This took place about 10:15 on a Friday night. Now, the officers, fearing for their safeties, attempted to subdue the 13-year-old, and another officer discharged his weapon once, striking the 13-year-old, who did succumb to his injuries at Wynn Hospital in downtown Utica, New York. And upon further investigation, the item was, in fact, a pellet gun. If you look on our website or just Google the image, it looks like the real thing. And so cops are running after in his hand. I don't know if it was the left or the right hand. That looks like a gun, struggling with the cops, and the cops, you know, have to take action. But this is an incident that no lawman looks forward to this. This incident happened in a small city, about 70,000 people, and it made national news. And now, since the names of the officers involved in this incident have been released, I'm sure those cops are running scared. Now, I'm going to ask the question no media outlet has asked. Where were the parents? 10 p.m. and you have 13-year-old kids running around town with replica guns. I have teenagers. Mike, I'm sure you got teenagers. Well, you had your kids a little bit older. We're not going to have our kids running around at night, 10 o'clock on at night, with replica guns. With my kids, if I don't know where they are during daylight hours, I start looking for them. I start calling them, start, you know, wondering where they're at. And, of course, the media wanted to get involved because they were hoping for another George Floyd incident, another Ferguson, another Kenosha, another incident down in Florida with, what's his name, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. But with the body camera released, it was a justified shoot. Well, what say you about this incident in Utica?
You know, this happens more often than people think. It just doesn't happen once in a blue moon. It happens quite often where kids are walking around or riding around with replica guns, BB guns, whatever the case may be. Why? I believe they do it because it's not a real gun. And they don't think it's going to have any kind of issue if somebody sees them with it. As a matter of fact, I think they want somebody to see them with it to think it's a real gun. But no, it's not a real gun. You know, it's a very short span of time of someone seeing it as a real gun and you saying, no, it's not a real gun. So, you know, there's many aspects in the psyche why somebody of that age would walk around with you know, a gun, a non-firearm that looks like one. It happened some years ago when cameras first came apparent, you know, in parks and street corners and such, probably 12, 13 years ago, maybe even a little bit further. Kid was walking through the park, had in his hand what appeared to be a pistol, cop pulled up beside him, the kid raised the gun, the cop shoots the kid. And it wasn't a real gun. You know, and of course they're blaming the, you know, in that instance, they blame the cop like right away. You know, to wait until you see the lights that arise before you shoot just doesn't cut it anymore. So it happens way too often. Again, you know, parenting. Can't say it enough. Some parents just expect their kids not to do something like that without saying a word to them. or saying something to them, don't do that. You know, don't take that out. It could be dangerous. And tell them once and say, that's good enough. I only have to tell my kid once. It's a process when it comes to parenting. You have to do it more than once. Take it upon yourself. Don't wait until it's too late. And then you'll say, well, I told them once not to do it. So parenting has a lot to do with it. Wanting to look tough has a lot to do with it. You know, just being with your friends and peer pressure has a lot to do with it. It's parenting. It's got to start at home. It's got to start at home.
Mike, what say you about this incident in Utica?
Well, first off, you and Walter both right. It does start at home, absolutely. It's the parents that have to get involved in his kids' lives and actually keep them from doing this kind of stupid stuff. But that said, you know, it was a good shoot. You know, the kid had what appeared to be a firearm, would have fooled me, hands down, would have definitely fooled me. I think it would have fooled anybody. It had a slide on the damn thing in a magazine. You know, it looked like a real gun, and I think that's exactly what the intent was, to have it look like a real gun. And so when they go to stop him, he takes off running. At some point, he points it at them. The guy tackles him, doesn't shoot him then. He's fighting with them on the ground. The kid still has the gun in his hand, still won't let it go after being given numerous verbal commands to drop the gun, to let it go, to get, you know what I mean? And then he discharges his weapon. Listen, I think they did everything possible in that circumstance to try and keep it from going where it went. I do. But at the end of the day, you have to go home. You have to go home. Your partner has to go home. So I don't find any fault in that shoot. I think it's horrible they have to live with that now, honestly. But I don't think it's a bad shoot at all. And the media is going to try and make it out to be anything it can because it's an election year A, and B, because it helps them sell ad time, right? That's what it comes down to. And they're soulless, honestly. They're soulless, right? I think Walt's absolutely right, though, when he says that it happens way too often. It really does. It really, really does. I've taken firearms off of multiple juveniles. I mean, some young kids not taking firearms, like loaded, legit firearms off them. It should not be happening at all whatsoever for any reason. I'm a big 2A guy. I'm a big on the constitutional carry. That said, I don't think 12 and 13-year-olds should run the neighborhood with a gun. That's just insanity. So.
Right. And what's funny is that the Utica Police Department did release the body cam footage of the incident. And as soon as that was released, it was, of course, that was all over the news. The protesters just went away. And I hate to say this, but, you know, it was a good thing that it's a good and a bad thing that the two juveniles involved were not black, because these were children of refugees, or they were refugees. I forgot what where they came from. But if I, you know, the media just loves a white cop, black perp incident where it looks bad. It might be 100% justified, but it looks bad, especially if there's film footage. So you had the Utica Police Department release the footage, and all of a sudden you hear absolute silence. But that's the media in a nutshell. They're looking, you know, it's the old adage, if it leads, it bleeds. They're looking for something to pour gasoline on the dumpster fire. Any final words about this incident in Utica?
They used to have a brewery up in Utica. They made really good beer.
Yep, they still do it. Yep. Yeah. That would be the FX Matt Brewery. I actually took the tour years ago, and they make Utica Club, Matt's, Saranac, and they also contract the Samuel Adams and a bunch of other so-called microbrews. So the brewery's still up there, and that's about it. All the other jobs just went away because, Utica's like a mini version of Cleveland. You had all these great jobs, General Electric, Chicago Pneumatic Tools, Bendix Aerospace, Oneida Limited, a couple other big companies out there.
Okay, all gone. I just mentioned the brewery. That's all, you know, I wasn't looking for a lecture.
But Utica is right near Yonadosis, New York, another metropolis in upstate New York. But anyways, that's why, kudos to Utica's finest for doing a great job. And, of course, we were the first ones to come out and say, hey, we support you Bravo Zulu on a job well done and remain safe, not only to the men and women of the Utica Police Department, but New York and everywhere across the country. Anyways, before we go to next break, Joe Biden, it turns out he has a superpower in a Wisconsin radio show where the host of the show got questions already from the Biden administration. Of course. All right, we get back. We'll talk about Joe Biden's superpowers and 7-5 Day. This is 7-5 Radio.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. And, of course, we're at the last segment. This is the fastest hour in radio. Anyways, before those awesome commercials came up, and I was looking at Danella's Instagram, at Danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram with awesome pictures. Joe Biden has a superpower that we didn't know about. He was on a radio show where the Biden administration gave the host questions. And it turns out Biden said he was a black woman serving the first black president in the Obama administration. So I did not know that. Guys, did you know that he was a black woman under the Obama administration?
I thought his superhuman. I thought his superhero powers was blowing out a candle at 50 feet when he drops his drawers.
All right, Mike, you got anything to add?
We should commend him, right? He's courageous. He's coming out as this black woman who he feels like he is on the inside. You know, since we're all in a world now where you get to pretend and play pretend all day long and everybody else has to go along with it, I guess that's just par for the course with this guy. What a mess.
Right. But anyways, our last couple of minutes, you know, we could talk about this for weeks on end. We will as we get closer to the election cycle. But real quick, I hope Biden still stays in the race. I hope he doesn't drop out. I hope either Governor Newsom or Governor Whitmer from Michigan stays out of it, because we need Joe Biden so we can get Trump in. Anyways, last segment, I want to talk about us, how great we are, because nobody else will. Last week, as we all know, the biggest story on planet Earth was the presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But there's an even bigger story that everybody ignored, except us. We had the Shanna Stevens on as a guest, and Mike interviewed her to talk about how the Republican Party in New York State has sabotaged people wishing to challenge the status quo. And nobody, absolutely nobody, covered this story. Not little Billy Keeler up in upstate New York or Sid Rosenberg at the legendary WABC. Why? Because these hosts need to get politicians on, and they don't want to rock the boat. So if you had Sid Rosenberg talking trash about the New York State GOP, then Republican candidates, Republican politicians in New York won't call WABC. So, you know, they got to kiss these people's ass. Whereas 7-5 Radio, we don't kiss people's ass. We break necks. And when you, 8 minutes after the hour, when you hear that music, you say, this is a show that break your neck if your neck needed breaking. Move right along. This is our favorite time of the year. Why? Because July 4, 1717, 6, we told England to go kick rocks, and we beat the hell out of them. And also on July 4th, more importantly, Sam Bushman, the founder of Libby News Radio, syndicator of 7-5 Radio, and one of the smartest, nicest, down-to-earth people I ever had the pleasure to meet, was born on that day. So I think it's, you know, I think it's a coincidence that Sam was born on the 4th of July, because I always say things happen for a reason. And on July 1st of the year 2023, 7-5 Radio premiered Mike Rakebrandt and Danella Rodriguez on the same show. Also on that show was Charlie LaDuff. And this was probably, I'd say, our third best show in the history of 7-5 Radio. Also, July 5th, 1968, bless you, the Doors performed their iconic concert at the Hollywood Bowl, which is just one of the best concerts ever recorded. Also, we like to celebrate 7-5 Day. We like to remember the 75th Precincts, the 7-5 movie, and of course us, 7-5 Radio. So I asked people to hashtag 7-5 Day, post pictures of 7-5, and you know, other than yours truly, nobody did anything. But anyways, Mike, you first. What's your feeling on the first week of July as a holiday for 7-5 Radio?
I think it's great. I think it's great. We have our nation's birthday, and we get to celebrate the birthday of 7-5 Radio as well on the 7-5 Day. Well, not the birthday, but the 7-5 Day. I think it's great. It's all in the same week, and it makes sense, right? We're here about liberty. We're here talking about freedom and all the very things that led to the birth of this country. We're sitting here talking about and advocating for. So I think it's absolutely perfect.
Right. And it's just, it's plus it's also great, great weather, except now it's just like, I feel like I'm in the devil's oven. Holy cow, it's hot. Well, what say you? You came up with the idea of 7-5 Day from, we borrowed that from Star Wars, May the 4th be with you, because Star Wars was released May 4th, 1977.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and 5 Day, and, you know, March 17th, March 14th, rather, is Pi Day. And you got, I don't know how 421 became Wheat, 420 became Weed Day, but it did. So, you know, I took a little bit of liberty, and I went over and I said, let's do 7-5 Day on July 5th. Hey, why not?
Right. And it's, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And, you know, unfortunately, this past 4th of July, I had to work, which is a mess. But, you know, it just
nobody cares.
Well, I care, because I'm going to have a couple extra dollars to buy a couple extra bags of Doritos and a bigger bottle of Jack Daniels. But anyways, moving right along, I just want to remind everybody that the 28th of July in Washington, D.C., yours truly will be attending a mother of all pool parties in Washington, D.C. And I cannot wait to attend it. 75 Radio will be there. Also, a bunch of great people are going to be there. I will not, repeat, not be wearing my sequin-covered G-string. We were talking about that before the show started with our guest listening to this foolishness. But anyways, folks, again, go to 75radio.org for the Pretty Picks Pool Party where Vegas meets D.C. Tickets are dirt cheap. They're going to have a DJ there. They're going to have some booze there, of course. Of course, I'm going to imbibe. They got bottle service, so I'm going to see how much a bottle of number 7 is, because I consider a fifth a single serve. But it's going to be great. I'm going to be there. So hopefully some single ladies will be there to have a good time. Guys, anything else you want to say over the last couple seconds? Mike, I'll give it to you, then throw it to Walt.
I wish you could disclaimer out there for everybody listening that Pete will be there in a bedazzled banana hammock. So just be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Negative. Well, what say you? And not about like what I'm not or may wear at this awesome event. Enough of the banana hammock, the bedazzlers, the G-strings. I mean, what's up? What is with you guys about, you know, my swimwear?
You're the one brought it up.
Oh, well... Well, ladies, unfortunately, I will be not wearing a bedazzled banana hammock at the Pretty Picks pool party. I'll be wearing, I'll be wearing a board shorts with the Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album cover embroidered on my board shorts.
Board shorts, board shorts and a guinea t-shirt.
I don't know what kind of shirt I'll be wearing, but I'll be wearing appropriate swimwear. I'm not going to have my ass just hanging all over the place because, I mean, there will be pictures there, and that's the last thing I need, put that on Facebook or Twitter or social media.
Sure, I'm sure our listeners are thanking you for that.
But, folks, go to 75 Radio if you're anywhere near Washington, D.C., because this is a benefit that's going to benefit the Nova Mental Health Foundation. And, once again, yours truly will be there in – you know, a normal, appropriate swimwear. Anywho, Walter or Mike, do you have anything normal or productive to say other than what I'll be doing at this pool party?
Just have a great time.
You represent us, so behave yourself.
I always behave myself. Like, whenever I go out and I'm representing the show, I always behave myself. You know, except, you know what, when I do go out, represent myself, then I act a fool. The one time in April, I couldn't make it because I went to a party. Well, let's just say I had too much fun. I couldn't find my shoes. It was a mess. And, you know, somebody drank the whole fifth of Jack Daniels that I brought to the party. Anyways, news of note, next week we'll be playing a best of. Our production staff is getting a well-deserved vacation from dealing with Walter and Mike. Anyways, so we'd be talking, and also the 28th, I won't be here. I'll be on the 27th. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrand, this is Peter Scoop standing reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you in 2 weeks. Take it away.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.